This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here we go. It's Hour 5 of the Nation. Time now for the 6 o'clock sound off. Your one opportunity of the week to call in and sound off like you got a pair and compete against your fellow Tolo for the best take of the night. You heard Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ. We have a full quote from Jerry with Diana Russini today outside the owners' meetings. And then we're going to get to your phone calls. What do you think about this? Jerry says, I don't know that I would go as far as calling the volume connotation as yelling. Okay, but the facts are that if I'm going to be grilled by the tribunal, I don't need it to be by the guys I'm paying. I can't take it. I can take it from fans and take it from other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We're brothers and sisters, but I was a little frustrated there today. The wrong ones were doing the questioning. Now, if those had been real fans sitting there, or if there had been people that knew what they were talking about, football people, I might have had a different answer. So I think Jerry is reaching to try to explain his behavior. This is where
doubling down on it.
Yeah, dude. This is where you should be like, yeah, you know, I was triggered, and you know, come to think of it, those questions actually weren't that bad, and I should have had more respect for the guys that have allowed me to come on their show for the last 14 years, and you know, for the most part, giving me leeway and respectful answers. I think that's all about I want to hear from Jerry Jones right now. But what about you at 877-881-1053? There are only a few rules to the 6 o'clock sound off. First up, you got to bring it.
I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
The second rule, you only get 30 seconds. And the third rule, can't tell you. But if you violate it, you will hear the dial tone. And the hint is, we're doing just fine. Thank you. What do you guys think about Jerry's quote here that Russini got?
It's just disgusting, honestly. First off, he doesn't pay anybody at the fan. So I don't know. It's just further to me, Jerry.
Reason not to talk anymore.
Yeah, it's time. It's just
don't talk. If you want to be the general manager, that's fine.
You keep putting your foot in your mouth with this one,
just,
man.
Just don't talk anymore. I mean, you're in a situation now where, you know what? You said your piece, and you know we're on our end. You're on your end, and we're fine. You know that's I could say it's unfortunate for for him to say that calling us out for not the tribunal and all that. No, it's we're asking questions of those same people. The fans want to know the same things that we want to know. You know, that's really what this was. You said if it was a fan base or if it was your fan base or football people or whoever, that you would probably listen. Well, we're asking questions on behalf of the fans. We get a lot of people say, hey, you don't do this and you don't do that. There's pressure on us to try and do this the right way too, you know. And, you know, he's in a way, he's made this personal now.
Yeah.
You know, and that shouldn't be the case. That shouldn't be the case.
I can look over calling me a Yahoo while we're live on the air heated, but hours later to come back around and say that, I think that was low. I mean, you think Zeke is good, Jerry.
Yeah.
You're going to talk about our football IQ. You think this roster is good.
Yeah.
You know, you had Jason Garrett coach your team for a decade when after 2 or 3 years, it was clear he didn't have what it takes. You know, I think it's questionable if you're a football guy. You're a great oil guy. I think when you were done with college, you had a chance to go be a football guy. You chose business and oil. And you got enough money that allows you to pretend. But, I mean, a lot of fans know more about what it takes to win in today's game than Jerry Jones. And it's sad.
It is. This part of it is really, really sad. And I encourage the family or Tad or whoever's involved with this, with Jerry, just to have him step away. You be the general manager, owner, do all that, but you need to now really look at your media obligations. And is this going the right direction for you?
Look, yeah. Steven was a class act yesterday. Corey and I got to interview him. Yeah. I appreciate, you know, everything that you did, Steven. This is, to me, out of line. And Bobby, who is on that show, is a DFW guy, did grow up a Cowboy fan. Hell, Jane makes fun of him all the time, calls him fanboy. So he is actually one of those fans that was interviewing you today, Jerry.
I'm sure Bobby's glad you brought that fanboy back up.
Hashtag fanboy.
Maybe right. This is revenge for all those years ago, him playing Hail to the Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would still harbor some ill will towards that.
It still ticks me off to think about it.
It's just so against the grain. Like, it just feels against the grain. Jerry's always been pretty good at receiving the criticism and kind of just rolling with it. And sometimes you catch him on a bad day, and if you cross the line with some of your tone or whatever, he'll snap at you. You ask him if he's embarrassed about something. But by and large, he takes the criticism. And now he's just simply saying, anybody who's asking me questions has to ask me the yes man softball question, that's all I want to get. It's like that feels like a total heel turn from what he's been the whole time.
All he's ever asked is to be fair.
And they were so fair. They weren't being disrespectful.
And even with this criticism, I mean, earlier in the 2 o'clock hour, I think Jerry's done a lot of great things as an owner. The failure's been as a general manager. And he just does not want to acknowledge that. It goes back to that analogy as a business owner. If you're not finishing in the top 4 to 5 of your company or whatever your venture is, there's no way you're keeping that general manager, your co-VP, whatever it is, that person in that role. And he's done that for 28, 29 years now with the failures.
Yeah, and the fan base has enabled it by staying locked in for so long. At 877-881-1053, let's hit the 6 o'clock sound off, see how many of these we can get in. Then we'll vote for which one we like the best. And Sage in Fort Worth is first up here in the sound off. Good evening. Sound off like you got a pair, Sage.
Man, you guys, hey, keep holding this guy accountable, man. I am tired of this guy. This geezer is giving us fake news for the last 20 years, man. I'm so tired of it, but hey, I commend you guys over there from morning to late night, man. Keep the fire on him. Man, we got to figure out what we got to do to get this guy out of our general manager role and get a young gun in there like CY and the Rangers. I mean, look what they've done. And Jerry, you know, sales are going to drop, everything's going to drop, and his business is not going to be what it's been because the fans, man, we're starting to hold him accountable. I love it. We got to continue to hold them accountable. And
thank you, Sage. That's your 30 seconds, and that opens a line at 877-881-1053. As we're now locked in here to the sound off, and you got 30 seconds. Line 3 is The Drizzle, and a good evening, The Drizzle. Why don't you go ahead and sound off like you got a pair, sir?
Hey, gents, I want to say thank you. I'm a 6 a.m. Club Tolo, so thank you, Sean and RJ. L.A., thank you for playing the extended version because I missed it. 6 a.m. Club, up early going to work. Thank you to the fan for holding Jerry's feet to the fire. Y'all ain't getting paid. Jerry sounds butt hurt AF.
There it is.
That's it.
That's a good mic drop. Good call, Drizzle.
Yeah.
Okay. As we roll on here, line 4 is Jordan in Fort Worth. You're in the sound off. Jordan, what you got?
What I wanted to say with the 30 seconds I got is that Jerry Jones, that was cowardice this morning. You're the general manager of America's team, and what you sounded like was, I'm scared to be accountable from people who pay my bills, and so I'm a coward who wants to go after people who are little than you and choose to threaten their jobs instead. I've given Jerry Jones too much flipping credit for keeping this championship window. It's not him. It's Will Flippin' McClay that's Amen. Done the work. So I'm sick of Jerry carrying his flipping nuts around like he's done all this work when really the scouting department has bailed you out 3 times with luck at quarterback when you got it wrong. You wanted Paxton Lynch, and you were wrong. You wanted to go away from Romo when it was Dak's time. You wanted to stick with him. Will McClay bailed you out several times.
Thank you, Jordan, Fort Worth. He was on fire. He was. That was a good call. You could feel the passion. You could feel the energy in his voice. I enjoyed that, Jordan. Will is in New Jersey. You're next up in the 6 o'clock sound off. What do you think, Will?
First of all, kudos to your colleagues for finally calling out the old man. I have given tens of thousands of dollars over 30 years of fandom to this team, and I feel like I've been kicked in the face. But I'm going to leave you with an analogy. Do you remember when Joe Biden was first being accused of having some dementia and he got angry and arrogant and he denied it and he looked at you like we were the problem? That's the spot, sadly, Jerry Jones is, and he's got to go. It's just I can't even speak. I'm that angry, but I'm not supporting them financially anymore. I canceled our trip this year to the Star.
Will in New Jersey has canceled his trip to DFW. I don't know. I do think that Jerry Jones is a lot more present, a lot more nimble than Biden.
Yeah, I understand. Biden. Yeah, I understand his
call. But hey, guess what? Oh, yeah, and another thing.
That's an angle I probably wouldn't have gone there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah.
Joel and Anna, you're in the G-Bag Nation. 6 o'clock sound off. What you got?
Of course Jerry Jones got ticked off when you guys called him out. He's got the most lucrative franchise in the world. And what's he doing? They're not spending no money in free agency for years upon years. So when you called him out, of course he's not going to say that because, you know, that money went in his pocket. And he's not bettering the football team. I'm over 30 years of being a Dallas Cowboys fan, but.
Sounds like you've had enough, Joel.
I don't know how I can do it.
Salute to you. Have a great night. Thanks for participating here in the 6 o'clock sound off. Yeah, he got real ticked off this morning. I was surprised. It was great content, though. Couldn't tune away. So want to salute him and, you know, the partnership over the years. It's been outstanding. Today's the first day I feel like we've ever had conversations like this.
Yeah.
And they're not even that bad. I mean, you're sitting at 3-3.
Yeah.
But I think he knows the truth, and that is
Three losses are three blowouts. And
three really bad losses.
Well, it's the worst home loss disgusting. In the history of his ownership.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the arrow's pointing down. You know,
really, your last four losses go back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
I appreciate him being a hell of a brand ambassador for the fan.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, our brand is getting pushed everywhere right now. Shout out to you, Phil.
Salute. Here's Lewis in Fort Worth. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you got?
Hey, guys. First and foremost, man, great, great effing job, guys. Second of all, man, he ain't paying nobody's bills. We're paying his bill so he can pay whoever else is bringing. Now, old fool with money thinks he can talk to people like that. He, that's not right, man. That is not right. I got about $3,000 worth of gear that I'm ready to burn this weekend. I'm done. I'm a 52-year-old man, been cowboy all through and through, man, but this ain't right. That's classless. When he said he was going to be all in, he's all in on being an ass. That's all he is. That's not right, man.
All in on being an ass.
Strong play.
Yeah, that is a hell of a sound off there, Lewis in Fort Worth. Salute to you. Line 8 is Chrissy. Chrissy, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off like you got a pair.
I just want to say I'm super excited that somebody finally pushed him to the edge where he feels a little bit of accountability. He was seriously on edge this morning. Did not know how to answer the questions because he doesn't know what he's doing. And it was very evident this morning. If he wants to say he's a football guy, then he should take all of the football criticism and don't act like he's paid anybody for anything but media coverage. He comes on and everybody talks about it. And he knew this morning, by the end of the call, he had already jacked it up and he was going to be everywhere. But it was no bringing it back. So it is, hopefully this is enough to push him out of the public eye and bring somebody else in.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Chrissy has a pair.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Nice work, Chrissy.
Yeah.
CJ in Mansfield, line 9. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off like you got a pair, CJ.
Hey, guys. I heard the interview this morning, and I tell you what, man. It infuriated me when he threatened Sean's job. I mean, that's ridiculous, but I've been saying it for a long time. The general manager is the worst general manager in the league. If he got fired today, which he won't because he'd have to fire himself, who in the hell would fire this guy to be the general manager of their football team? The arrow went down the day that he became general manager in 1994. So that's all I got to say about that. And it just, the real Jerry Jones showed up today.
Thank you, CJ. Yeah. Our lines are juiced. They're all busy. People wanting to call in and get more. And line one, we go back to the top where Jerry Jones has called in to the fam. And a good evening, sir. Sound off like you got a pair.
Well, you know, I got the biggest pair. And, you know, earlier this morning on the Bobby and RJ show, I did get a little bit trite, if you will. And the biggest thing is nobody loves football more than me. That being said, all these people that want to say that I'm not going all in and everything, well, you know, I was all in your mom last night. So, yes, that's one thing. So, I won't crush you with my wallet if I have to. Keep my name out your mouth, or I'll Will Smith you like Chris Rock, son. Boom. Love you guys.
There he goes. Salute to you, hey, sir.
I like you. I like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I needed that. Is it Sage in Fort Worth? Keep holding them accountable, guys. The Drizzle 6 a.m. Club member wanted to thank everybody. Jordan in Fort Worth. Jerry's afraid to be held accountable. Will in New Jersey. Do you remember when Biden was first being accused of having dementia?
Joel. Oh, yeah. By the way.
Joel, of course he got ticked off when you guys called him out. Lewis, great effing job. He's looking to burn his gear. Has $3,000 worth of cowboy gear. Might be going up in flames this weekend. Chrissy, happy that somebody pulled him to the edge, him to the edge. Yeah. CJ, infuriated when he threatened Sean's job. And Jerry Jones himself got a little trite, if you will. That was a good line. I'll vote for Jerry. Chief, how about you?
the all-in-your-mom line there. I mean, man, Lewis and Funky Town did a nice job. Drizzle was strong. But Chrissy,
yeah,
with the accent, questioning Jerry's football guyness, I thought was a home run.
Yeah, 100%, Chrissy. Nice work there, Lucius. What do you say?
You know what? I'm going to say that, Woolchuck, you finally got it. Properly motivated, the Tolos came through.
Yes.
And set it on fire.
Yep.
So I'm going to give it to all the Tolos. I can't pick just one right now. They really kicked ass.
I agree with you, Lucius. Yeah. I thank you so much. I think this one was absolutely brilliant.
It's therapeutic.
It was therapeutic. Hashtag sell the team.
Yeah, I think they're right about that. I would do want to throw an individual vote for Chrissy, though. I think she brought it today.
Chrissy's the winner. JJ finishes second, and everybody else tied for third. Nice job there to everybody. Yeah, it was Wolchuk's idea, actually, for the 6 o'clock sound off today, which surprised me.
But he had that feeling.
It was very appropriate. I think he's got a good feel.
I knew you'd come through.
Trust okay, your gut.
Where are we going next, Chief?
Oh, we got a little TD Tuesday action, boys and girls. Let's provide some levity.
Can't wait for all the cowboy TDs in this one.
Let's go motorboating next in the nation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for an audio celebration of the football weekend that was. Salute to everybody for participating in the 6 o'clock sound-off. It was electric. Segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankaffirm.com. Here they are, Zach and Eric.
Let's do it. All the best touchdown calls from a glorious weekend in college football in the National Football League. And we do it the only way we can celebrate it. TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
We start overseas on a Sunday morning for breakfast. Here's Caleb Williams to the old fat man, Keenan Allen.
Swift the back, takes a snap, three steps, throwing, lob, left corner of the end zone, Keenan Allen, touchdown Bears, two touchdowns for Cole Kmet, two touchdowns for Keenan Allen, and a four-pack for number 18, Caleb Williams on the international stage here in London.
Yeah, four-pack of TDs, don't mind if I do. Woo! On the Bears Radio Network.
We're smoking on that four-pack of TDs.
Trending in the right direction. I got my eye on you, Chicago.
Yeah, Bears Radio Network. Let's go to their rivals with the Green Bay Packers Radio Network. Jordan Love, he's starting to figure it out, and he throws himself a TD to Christian Watson.
Love under center, single back offense. Play action, Love, looking, winds up, rainbows, Watson there, touchdown!
Yes!
44 yards, and a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stands!
How about it, dude? The Packers radio network and the Packers getting it done. That offense, Jordan Love, he's a wild, wild man with the way he plays the position. But the Packers are clicking right now, and that entire division is one to be reckoned with. How about the Vikings just trading for Cam Akers?
Wait a second. You can add players during the season? I thought it was who are we supposed to add?
Yeah.
They made a trade?
You're allowed to find value at running back sometimes.
The hell?
The league will allow for it. Aaron Jones, Cam Akers. The NFC North.
What?
Hashtag no joke.
This is ridiculous.
to Tennessee we go. It's Joseph Flacco to the back, painful back of Michael Pittman.
Man in motion is Josh Downs down to the right side. Flacco, five-step drop. Throws off his back foot into the end zone. Going up and making a bid on the ball is Michael Pittman Jr.
I think he got it.
I-N-D-Y. Pittman puts the Colts on top. A 10-yard pass, Flacco to Pittman.
I think he got it.
Colts Radio Network. Yeah, he was saying that because every time Michael Pittman was open in that game, Joe Flacco was airmailing it.
Yeah.
It was just, they couldn't seem to connect on a lot of different open opportunities there for Joe Flacco, but that one got it done, and I know fantasy guys are pretty happy about it because Michael Pittman, we thought he might be out for the year with the back injury. He's like, it's fine, I'm going to go give it a shot.
Or the ones that sat him are like, what the hell? I didn't think you were even playing today. What's happening right now? All right, let's go to Tennessee. This one's going to be the Volunteers. What a game they had against the Florida Gators. The fighting RJ Choppies, though, did get it done, and they got a TD from Dylan Sampson.
Down to the Florida 23-yard line. Nico hands off to his tailback.
Oh,
breaking it. Sampson to the 10, to the 5, to the checkerboards.
Touchdown, Tennessee. 23 yards, Dylan Sampson. And the Volunteers have taken the lead for the first time tonight.
Went on to win it in overtime. I do like that they do that on the Vols Radio Network. To the checkerboards! Boom! And that, hey, their guy who's doing color for them got pretty pumped.
They all get pretty pumped.
Yeah, yeah!
Good stuff. From the College Tennessee to the NFL Tennessee, it's TP for the TD.
Down to the Florida 23-yard line. Nico hands off to his tailback.
Levis, delay handoff.
It was good, it was good.
Pollard to the 15, Pollard to the 10, Pollard to the 5.
Oh, yeah,
Pollard to the end zone. Yeah. Touchdown, Titans. On 3rd and 19, Tony Pollard gets it all and then some.
And then some. Yeah, shout out to TP, man. He's finding it again. Having a heck of a season there with the Titans. All right, let's go to Texas. Our guy, Craig Way, who's going to be on with Sean and RJ later on this week. It's Red River. It's up the road at the Cotton Bowl. Silas Bolden, are you going to score?
Handoff. Left side, Weiser picking his way around traffic. Cuts inside, 30. Trade to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Lost the football in the end zone. Silas Bolden dives on it. Touchdown, Texas. Bolden dives on the ball.
Was a thank God moment for all Longhorn fans. Like, wait a second, what? Did he just fumble the 2-yard line? It's in the end zone. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Woo! Silas Bolden, thank you, God.
Almost fumbled away a TD. I hate when that happens. That was impressive. Ooh. I love a Red River TD this time of year, but I'll one up you, Walchuk. To Foxborough we go for a historic first TD feeling for Drake May.
Now the Patriots have it from the 40. Shotgun snap back to May. He's in the pocket. He wears back. He throws a long ball down the right side. There's some separation. Yeah. Touchdown pass.
Yes.
Yeah. Keyshawn Booty on a perfect dime from Drake May as he beats Stingley down the right side.
Mayday. What a time for the first touchdown of his career as a Patriot.
Mayday. Made a booty.
That's a good call right there.
For the TD. I do
Made
love that.
Made a booty. Right. And Drake was spinning it a little bit. I mean, he had more touchdowns yesterday than Jacoby Brissett has had all season.
He can air it out. There's no question about that. Somebody else that can do it. Aaron Rodgers, the Hail Mary King. Is he able to do it again? Take it away, New York Jets Radio Network.
Aaron Rodgers in the shotgun. Takes the snap and drops back again. A two-man rush. Steps up in the pocket. Has time. He's just going to heave the ball towards the end zone. Jets a Hail Mary into the end zone. It's tapped around. Alan Lazard. The ball bounces out. He thought he had it for a touchdown. Did he have it? It's a touchdown! It's a Hail Mary touchdown to Alan Lazard before halftime.
And even with that, couldn't beat the Bills.
No. Now nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo
Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
You might think that Hail Mary was a shocking touchdown. I'll one-up you again, Walchuk, with perhaps the most shocking touchdown of the season, football or ball sack.
What?
Najee Harris
ball
laboring
sack.
For 36 yards?
That's a ball sack.
Were there 10 defenders on the field?
There's no way.
Jeez, Raiders.
He was trying to seal the edge. Najee, able to slide inside one tackle. Get down the sideline. Najee Harris racing towards the end zone. Sprawls out. Is he in? Touchdown, Steelers. What a run by Najee Harris.
What a run by the Iron Horse. Did you see him? He ghosted two men on the end of the line. Then he took it up the sidelines and like Superman laid out and got the end zone.
What a run by the Iron Horse.
The Iron Horse. Great call there from the Steelers Radio
Wolfley?
Network.
Yes,
yeah,
Wolfley.
That's Wolfley. Yeah.
Next to be in Arizona, now he's in Pittsburgh.
I don't think it's the same one.
Are they brothers?
I don't think
they
so.
They sound a lot alike.
Yeah, but
that
Wolfley voice.
Have that deep
How many Wolfleys
voice.
Can there be?
I think this is a different Wolfley.
Yeah, what happened to that guy? I remember the guy sounded something like that.
Yeah, he was on the Cardinals call.
Ron,
he's not there
Ron
anymore.
Wolfley. Yeah, Ron Wolfley.
I think this is him.
I don't think so.
We got two Wolfleys?
I think we got two Wolfleys.
Gosh,
we got Craig Wolfley and Ron Wolfley.
Okay, so maybe Craig's in Pittsburgh?
That's I think
where
so,
he is.
Yeah.
That's where he is.
Golly,
next,
I love the
Next
Wolfleys.
Gen has that as the most improbable touchdown of the season.
He dodged two guys.
He almost reached 12 miles per hour on that touchdown run.
That's amazing.
Somehow the Raiders allowed him to go 36 yards, looking like he was running with Tim's on.
Well, there were so many different TDs we could have chosen from the Cowboys game. The thing was, they were all Lions TDs, but here's one of them.
3rd and 8 for the Lions from the 37 of Dallas. They lead this one 27-6. First drive, third quarter. There's the shotgun snap to Goff. Back looking, throwing right side. Got a man out there.
Go, J-Mo, baby.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby! Goff with a rainbow! Williams hauls it in, and the Lions add to their lead.
How dare you play that on Jerry's radio station. Zach, you know how much he pays you.
Detroit Lions, Radio Network.
Yeah, all I remember is looking over, and they as that call was going, there was some, like, cheery. I mean, they're jumping up and down. Man. They haven't seen them that happy since
91.
They are having some fun.
Yes.
In the Honolulu Blue.
Yeah, man,
it is pretty tough having to see through the glass right next door.
Oh, gosh, it's crazy when one
every
team
home
is,
game this year, it's been that way.
Yeah, poor Zach and I, we're watching the other team just drive the ball and, you know, score, and we're like,
what the hell?
Geez,
there's an interception.
On?
There's a fumble.
Let's head up to Oregon, Big Ten country, where the Buckeyes didn't stand a chance.
Gabriel ready. Ohio State showing pressure. Gave it to he kept it. He's going to get a first down of more. 20. Inside a block at the 10. To the 5. Touchdown, Dylan Gabriel. You thought I gave the ball away. Looky what I got. Home, 6 points. Touchdown. Tie ball game. Extra point coming up.
Man. All right, let's go to Cleveland. Oh, this might be my favorite. Excuse me, Cincinnati. Might be my favorite crew in all of the NFL.
MetLife. Dude, I thought he was going to get turf monstered on this one.
I did, too. I was stunned. I didn't believe this really happened. We were doing postgame. I had to go back and see it. But Joe Burrow rumbling, stumbling, mumbling his way for a 47-yard TD run.
Shotgun snap. It's a five-man rush. Burrow runs.
Oh, baby.
He's at the 35, the 30, 25,
score.
20, 15, 10, 5. Oh. Dives for the pylon.
Yeah.
Touchdown. A 47-yard touchdown run by Joe Burrow.
That was special. My man's got wheels. He's got the long speed right there.
2-4.
Almost 20 miles per hour he touched.
They got the AFC right where they want them, those Bengals.
It was 19 and change there.
That's crazy, man.
That was a hell of a scamper.
Faster than any Cowboys running back thus far this year.
Yeah, almost doubled them up.
That's not too bad.
All right, let's get to Broadus's LSNU. There's nothing like a night game in Baton Rouge. The big TDs are all over the place this time of year. Mm. And here's Mr. Nuss to Mr. Anderson. Tie it up, quarter four.
It's Nussmeier with the snap. Four-man rush, throws Anderson at the one, into the end zone. Touchdown, Fighting Tigers. Hey now, 23-yard strike. Anderson got the call. He delivered.
Hey now.
I'd be cheering in the box if I was on the LSU broadcast.
Yeah, what a throw.
Go, yeah.
All right.
Take that, Lane Kiffin.
We close down TD Tuesday. Brad Sham, take it away with the Cowboys TD. Thank you very much.
Coming up next in the G-Bag Nation, we'll cross with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking here, 7 to 11. Oh, what a day here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. Back at it tomorrow. John Machota is going to join us at 4 o'clock tomorrow, so that should be great. The big story of the day is obviously Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ, and then a follow-up that Jerry had with Diana Russini, the short version. I was frustrated today. The wrong ones were doing the questioning. If those had been real fans sitting there, if there had been people that knew what they were talking about, football people, I might have had a different answer.
He's taking shots at our guys, dude, making it personal, lashing out in a violent way.
That's crazy. Is Fred and Blake, Fan After Dark, getting set here to take over the broadcast airwave 7 to 11. Good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
What a day. We still have a job. I didn't know if we would when we showed up.
Yeah, I thought Jerry might go scorched earth on the whole broadcast
staff. Shut down the entire station, huh?
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past him. You know, I thought that this was going to be all good, and the interview ended well enough this morning, and then knowing Sean and RJ and Bobby, you know, we just move along here. But when Jerry said that to Diana Russini, I thought that really put the ball in Sean and RJ's court. Now, how do you react if you're going on the air tomorrow morning after he has offended you, not only to your face, maybe you could let that go because you were in the heat of the moment, but then hours later, he's like really getting after you in a way that suggests he might not respect you.
Sean has already responded.
Okay.
Go to Sean's Twitter.
Twitters?
Yeah, go to Sean's Twitter.
Take this, Jerry.
It's his pinned tweet right now.
I think he's got me blocked.
Oh, he might. He does. You guys do have a feud brewing.
Yeah, the barbecue feud from over the years.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been over that. Once you beat him
says,
like that.
He says, is this real life? I wish Jerry Jones paid me. He insults us again, and we've had back and forth over way bigger things in our 14 years. I truly don't understand what the hell is going on. Full thoughts tomorrow morning. That from the...
Tune in.
Sean, 22 minutes
what
ago.
What a tease. A,
I will say that Jerry is absolutely right. Bobby is not a football guy. So, I mean, working with him, he is a fanboy. Yeah, Bobby not being a football guy, he's absolutely right about that.
It's disingenuous, though, because everybody knows no one watches more football than Sean and RJ.
Okay, David Hellman weighing in. I actually did work for Jerry for a long time, and we had an impressive amount of leeway to be opinionated, critical, and honest about the team and his decisions. So the fact that he's this upset at guys who don't actually work for him, I don't know. Feels like tense times in Frisco. That was maybe my biggest takeaway, is this is just a sign of how things are bubbling behind the scenes.
No, and we're going to talk about it tonight, but, you know, it started off in typical Jerry fashion, right? He's cracking jokes. I got to hurry up and get out of town, you know, and it's lighthearted. And then it hit a nerve. And, I mean, look, we've all been there before, and maybe not to this extent, but it just didn't stop. And it felt uncomfortable for a while, right, as far as the way he was going after, like, I'll find people that do. And, you know, if anybody's ever been fired or, you know, threatened, it's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah.
How many times have you been fired?
Handful of times.
Like a full five?
Well, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
At least.
That's impressive.
At least. Radio, has Dairy it? Queen, you name it.
Okay, what was the Dairy Queen deal?
He messed up the dip cone.
Giving away free blizzards, you know? I mean.
You're just the people's champion.
That's all we were doing.
You got buddies.
16 years old, all right.
Extra toppings, I'm guessing.
Why not? All right. I mean, why didn't know any better. Fired from a grocery store, all right.
How do you do that?
For what?
You and Dawson have something in common.
What did I, let's see, it was twofold, right? buddy of mine, my go-to bagger, he wanted some chicken tendies, and it was like $4, I gave him to him for 99 cents, and then I had written tongue-in-cheek at the video department, right? Some of us are old enough to remember the video department. Yeah. I had said in there, because I was trying to hit on this girl that worked there, you could put customer notes in, and I put, Fred will forever get whatever video he wants for free as long as he works here, and that was brought up, and...
Oh, HR wow.
Didn't
like that.
They let me go for that.
That was tiny stuff.
Yeah. That sounds like a sensitive organization.
1997, man. Times are different.
They were out to get you, dude.
They absolutely.
So you were getting fired before I was even born.
Mm.
Stop. Yeah, sounds like.
That's what you got to look forward to, Blake.
Wolchuk didn't even get fired from Chick-fil-A when he poured all that Polynesian sauce down his pants.
No, I never poured it down my pants, fortunately. But that stuff is sticky.
You had a spill of sorts, didn't you?
No.
It ended up down your pants.
I had an employee that put coleslaw in the ice cream machine.
That's a fire.
Under your watch as the manager.
Yes.
I mean,
it was a fundraiser night. Now I've got to go ahead and shut down the ice cream machine. We got to clean this out.
Are we McDonald's?
Yeah. It was not good. All these kids that are coming up there, they've got their toys. They're like, hey, trying
out.
To trade this in. Can I get my free cone? No, I'm sorry. This thing's down for about 30 minutes for the
Wooly Bully was not running a tight ship over there at Chick-fil-A.
30-minute trust round.
This kid was a poor idiot.
It sounds like he got it cleaned up pretty quick.
Blake and Fred, Fan After Dark coming up next for Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. And until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Back Nation. At ease.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.